Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Joe Mascari, who is a sales territory manager with BoldU of America. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you because you have a lot of history in the carpet industry. So you recently had a birthday, and you're 91 years old, and you've spent most of your career in the carpet industry, right?
That's right.
Okay. And you live in Atlanta now. Early in your life, it sounds a little bit like an R.C. Willie story, you had six appliance and furniture stores in the Pittsburgh area. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. How did you move from appliances into the carpet industry?
First of all, I won a trip to California. I was the largest GE dealer in western Pennsylvania, and it was for 2 weeks. And 1 week was in San Francisco, and our host was Frank Sinatra and Jerry Colonna. The second week, we took the train down to L.A. I enjoyed it so much that I went back. You got to remember Pittsburgh in February. You have snow, and I'm having these six stores around. I'm sleeping in the stores at night because I couldn't get home.
Mm-hmm.
So young enough, I just had come out of the service not too many years. So I'm young enough to take chances. I decided that I wanted to live in California. In my one store, I had hardware, and I had a decision to make between Sherwin-Williams and Glidden Paint. And the salesman from Sherwin-Williams was very cocky. Poor little guy from Glidden Paint was just humble and meek. And so I felt I'm going to give him a chance on it. Well, this is now 5 years later when I won my trip. I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Who walks into my store? But this young fellow that was a regional became the vice president of Glidden Paint.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bragging about how I'd love California. He said, well, why don't you come out with me? I'm going out there in April. We're going to put a new facilities in Anaheim. I ended up meeting him, and we flew to L.A. So when I got there, and actually he's now vice president, so we walk in his regional there. He told him, when Joe's ready to come here in California, I want you to give him a territory. So it took me about 4 or 5 months, and I sold out. Ended up in San Diego with a job there. And I wasn't that happy there selling paint.
Right.
I had been so active with my own businesses. So this retailer had been there for about 30 years, big appliance store, and I bought in with him. So then I put furniture in the stores. We had two, one in San Fernando Valley and one in West L.A. There was a small carpet mill near the store that I had there, and I ended up selling out and going into the carpet business. We were making reversible chenille carpet. They could not produce enough for me to really make a decent living. So I ended up selling my interest and went to Barwick Mills. And I ended up covered 7 western states. And the rest of the story is I ended up being transferred back to Georgia as a sales manager for Barwick. And here I is.
So what happened? Barwick actually ended up going out of business. And I guess some of the facility was bought by Mohawk, right?
Some was, yes. Also, BoldU bought some of the facilities.
All right. You worked at Barwick, and then you worked at Modern for a while, too, right?
I bought Modern. 3 of us from Barwick bought Modern carpets from Scripto Penn. Then we sold that out, and I ended up going to White Crest Carpet Mills.
Mm-hmm.
I was sales manager there.
Who bought Modern carpet?
A group. I forget exactly who the group was. But, you know, it was the days when everybody was buying carpet mills. Like, you know, Cornette sold to RCA. It was not a name company. It was more of an investment company that bought it, you know.
Okay. And then Whitecrest turned into an automotive, Dorset Automotive Carpet, right?
Right, right, uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, how did you get from Whitecrest to Columbus?
Well, we sold Whitecrest. The regional manager from Columbus called me and said, do me a favor, Joe, will you cover Georgia for me until I find somebody? I said, okay. So that's how I ended up with Columbus Mills. And then, as you know, BoldU bought Columbus, and here I is.
What is your territory now?
A small area in Atlanta. I got a nice area. I've been number one for quite a few months with a company,
uh-huh,
in spite of the small area I have.
Yeah. So if you look back and you just put some dates on it, you've been in the carpet industry. When did you first get in the carpet industry? Was it the 60s?
No, the 50s.
No,
50s. I'd say about 56.
That must have been an exciting time to watch all the mills that were traded and bought. And
it was great. And yeah, the money, it was big money being made in those days, really.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was making $8,000 to $10,000 a month, believe it or not, in the 50s, and you know what that could do, you know?
Just, you know, as we look today and we look back, do you think carpet, we know right now that it's losing a little bit of market share. Do you think that's a cycle, or do you think that's just where it's going to end up?
I think that's where it's going to end up, unless we do better merchandising. Everybody thought because of wood being $3 a square foot, they didn't realize you had to multiply that times 9.
Right.
So everybody was buying wood, and they thought carpet was too high.
Right, so,
that's my theory.
Yeah. You know, some of the changes we've seen recently, we've seen a shift kind of from nylon over to polyester. Do you think that's a wise move?
I certainly do. I pioneered polyester. I can tell you it was a good fiber then, and I can tell you the history of that if you want. Eastman Kodak came out with polyester, and they gave it to us because Modern Carpets, I owned at the time, we all came from Barwick, and Barwick had a great reputation of pioneering any new fibers. Mm-hmm. So we were the group from Barwick, and so they gave it to us and Burlington Mills. Mm-hmm. And the only reason polyester got a bad reputation was what happened when it was so hot, we sold every ounce we could get. But we made it right. We had to have 36 ounces. It had to be 3-ply. And Bud Serratine went to them and said, look, if I don't get polyester yarn, I'm going to drop 2 yarn systems. And they, you know, the yarn people were not really loyal to anybody. So they gave him the yarn, but they took all the regulations away from it. And what happened, he made singles, and it didn't hold up. We never had a complaint ourselves because we plied it. In those days, they said we had to have 32 ounces, 3-ply, and which we did. We never had a problem. I had a son that had it up in Allentown, and, you know, with snow and ice, and he lived in sort of a row type of homes that he walked in from the street right into his living room. The carpet is still done, and that's about 20 years or better.
So Bud Serratine was the death of the first generation of polyester.
He was. He definitely was. Making the singles. Yeah, killed it. Fused together, looked terrible, and everybody hated it.
Yeah.
But believe me, it held up. If you made it right, we never had any problems at all. So they quit making it. We had 3 plants then at the time. We had a new plant we built in Poto, Oklahoma. We had a new plant we built in L.A., and they cut us off, no yarn at all. We were 98% polyester. This is when we got the 3 partners started to fight.
All right, so one last question. I mean, you're 91. I'm sure you don't have to work right now. You choose to. It's probably a little bit of a hobby. Why do you stay in the business?
I love it.
Uh-huh.
I just enjoy it. I know everybody in it, and it's not work for me. It's just like going out every day and having a good time.
Okay, Joe. Well, it's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Joe Mascari, who's 91, been in the carpet business since the mid-50s, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.